words appear. Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway? Present. In association with Sterling Creation, Dining with Donna. Sponsored by VIP Tech.
Hello, hello, hello. Greetings, everybody. And I am Donna J. Jodhan, your host for the Dining with Donna show for week 2 for the month of August. Folks, I apologize. Last week I forgot to tell you about my special offer. So please, I will remember to tell you about it at the end of my show. Thank you to everyone who continue to be with us, who continue to listen in and send me your comments, your thoughts, your suggestions, your feedback, everything. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I want to thank Victor Duvia, my very good friend, for giving me this opportunity to continue to be with you. So it's the second week of August. And as I said last week, for this month, I am going to be featuring recipes for hot off the grill. Okay? So, last week I gave you a recipe for an Asian calamari citrus salad. I gave you a bonus salad, a shortcut frozen salad, and I provided you with tips on how to keep certain foods fresh. Those being celery and lettuce and sprouting onions. All right. So I always say August is the month for really using your grill to its fullest, your outdoor grill, to do all kinds of different things. And I also tell you that being able to make recipes in your kitchen, to move around in your kitchen, to socialize in your kitchen with friends and family is probably one of the nicest things that you can do to refresh, recharge, relax, and regurgitate. The four R's, okay? Refresh, recharge, relax, and regurgitate. And you can do this with your kids as well, your parents, whoever you want to do it with. I love to do this on weekends. I love to do this on a nice summer's evening after work. And this is what I'm going to do for today. Put you in the mood for doing this. All right. Barbecue bacon burgers. I can just smell it now as we prepare to get it done. And as I always say to you every week, the one of the best ways to save time and save yourself unnecessary stress is to organize your implements on your countertop and your ingredients as well before you start anything, because you don't want to be scurrying back and forth to your pantry cupboards or opening your drawers looking for your implements. So let's start with the implements. I'll tell you what you need. Okay? All right. You need measuring spoons, measuring cups, a grill, one pastry brush, and paper towels. Paper towels are a must for me. And I think it should be a must in any kitchen, because you never know if you have to clean up spills or wipe your hands or wipe off containers or anything like that. Don't forget your paper towels. Okay? Here are the ingredients that you're going to need for this week's recipe. Okay? Burgers, bacon burgers. 1.5 pounds of ground round beef. Okay? People refer to it as ground round. So 1.5 pounds of ground round. Okay? 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of freshly ground pepper, 1/2 cup of barbecue sauce, and you need to divide this equally, okay? 1/2 cup of barbecue sauce, divided equally, okay? 4 slices of white cheddar cheese, 4 sesame seed hamburger buns, 8 cooked bacon slices. All right, I think you see where we're going with this recipe. All right, so are we ready to grill? Now, you preheat your grill to between 350 to 450 degrees, medium heat. Shape your beef into 4-inch patties. Sprinkle with salt and pepper. So you then place your patties on the grate of your grill. Brush with the barbecue sauce. Okay. Brush with 2 tablespoons of barbecue sauce. So you place it on the grate of your grill. Brush with 2 tablespoons of barbecue sauce. Okay. Cover with your grill lid for about 5 minutes. Turn your patties over after 5 minutes. Brush with your additional remaining tablespoons of your barbecue sauce. Cook again for 5 minutes until your beef is no longer pink in the center. Now, I will stop here and say that some people love their beef to be pink in the center. I really don't. So this recipe is for those of us who would prefer not to have our meat be pink in the center, okay? Top each burger with 1 slice of cheese. Then you grill it. You cover the grill and grill it for 1 additional minute. Place 1 patty on 1/2 of each bun, on the bottom half. Okay. Place the patty on the bottom half of your bun and top with the other bun. Okay. Here's some notes to end this recipe for you. You can toast your buns on the grill, and a swipe of melted butter will make your buns crispy. If you wanted an extra topping, you can grill an onion alongside on your grill, okay? You can also add lettuce, tomatoes, and pickles to this. This makes 4 servings. Yum, 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 yum. I am going to go out after this show and make some burgers of my own. Right, so let's see what we have for the bonus recipe for this week. Let's see. I have a salad for you that would go nicely with your burger for this week. Gumdrop fruit salad. You need 1 20-ounce can of pineapple tidbits, 1/4 cup of sugar, 2 tablespoons of flour, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 3 tablespoons of lemon juice, 1.5 teaspoons of vinegar, 2 cups of seedless grapes. You can cut them in half, okay? The 2 cups of seedless grapes, cut them in half. 2 cups of miniature white marshmallows, 2/3 cup of gumdrops, okay? 2/3, and cut them in half, okay? And do not use black drops, okay? You need 2/3 cup of gumdrops, cut them in half, but do not use the black gumdrops, okay? 1/4 bottle of maraschino cherries, drain them and cut them in half. 1/4 cup of chopped pecans, 1 cup of whipping cream, and make sure you whip it well. Now you have to drain your can of pineapple tits and bits, as I call it. Okay. Combine your sugar and salt and your flour, and you combine the rest of the pineapple juice. Cook over medium heat and continue until you bring it to a boil. Okay? Stir it constantly. You need to cook it for about 1 minute, and then set it aside and let it cool. Now, you then what you do, and I'm going to go very slowly with this because it's very heat. Again, you cook over medium heat, stirring constantly. Okay. And then let me go again. Okay. Drain your pineapple, reserving 1/3 cup of the syrup, okay? Combine sugar, flour, and your salt, and then you add the reserved liquid. Add the reserved pineapple liquid syrup, okay? Your lemon juice, okay? And your vinegar, and cook over the heat, and a medium heat, okay? You got that? And stirring constantly until it is thick and boiling. And you continue to do this. Continue to do your cooking. And for about 1 minute, okay? Then you set this aside and then cool it. Then combine your pineapple and remaining ingredients except your whipped cream. Okay? Then you fold your cooked dressing into the whipped cream. Okay? Cover and refrigerate for about 12 hours. Okay? 12 to 24 hours. You want to make sure that it is nice and frozen. Okay? This makes about 8 servings. Again, I apologize for my stuttering and stammering along, but I want to make sure that I'm reading these instructions correctly for you. If you have a problem or you really want this recipe, please, please, please do not hesitate to send me an email to askdonna on blindlife@gmail.com. Put in the subject line the bonus recipe that you're looking for. Okay, and I would be more than pleased to send it to you. All right, this week's bonus recipe. I really like this recipe. I think it's a cool recipe. It's very easy to make. It's not difficult at all. All right, so let us go on to the last segment of our show. And I'm going to give you some recipes for your kitchen. Okay, so what do we have here for you? Okay, keeping food fresh. And if you have too many uncooked potatoes, cover them. Sorry, let's start again. Keeping uncooked potatoes fresh. Sorry, too many peeled potatoes. I'm sorry, 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 sorry. If you want to keep your peeled potatoes fresh for a little bit longer, here's what you do. Okay, if you have too many of these and you want to save them and keep them fresh, cover them with cold water to which you've added a few drops of vinegar, okay, and put them in the fridge. Keep them refrigerated and they would last for 3 to 4 days. Again, too many cooked potatoes, peeled potatoes, sorry. Cover them with cold water, add a few drops of vinegar, keep them refrigerated and they would last for about 3 to 4 days, okay? Now, here's another tip, baked potatoes. They will sour more quickly if they are stacked together in your fridge. Don't stack them together, okay? Keep them apart. Okay, here's another tip for you. Keeping food fresh, garlic. What you can do to keep your garlic fresh is that you can store them in a bottle or a jar of olive oil. They will never go bad on you, okay? So put them in a bottle of cooking oil or olive oil. I would go for cooking oil. Store the cloves of garlic in a bottle of cooking oil or olive oil. They will never ever go bad. And when you finish to use them, you can use the oil which is already flavored with garlic for other things like dressings on your salads or even to cook with. Okay? Right, so I'm going to end my show for today with my offer to you. $5 a month offer, very affordable for you. Please give this some thought. If you want to talk about yourself or talk about something going on in your community, you can do so by sending us your submission to AskDonna on blindlife@gmail.com. No more than 150 words. And as long as the submission is free of foul language or criticisms of anyone, we would be pleased to review, and when or if it is approved, we will let you know. We will send you a return email telling you that it has been approved, and then we will invite you to send payment to us at PayPal on donnajodhan.com. That's PayPal on donnajodhan.com. And tell us which choice you would like to make. You can either have us make your announcements or share your announcements on two of my Dining with Donna shows for the month, or two of my Ask Donna shows of the month, or one each of Ask Donna or Dining with Donna. Okay, you have three choices. And send your submission to us at AskDonna on blindlife@gmail.com. When we approve your submission, we will let you know. Now, send your choices in that email as well. Okay? When we approve your submission, we'll let you know. We'll notify you and invite you to make payment to PayPal at donnajohnhan.com. All right? So there you have it for the second week of August, folks. This week's bonus recipe, you've got a nice salad here. You've got a main recipe of bacon burgers, yeah, and you've got some tips how to keep your garlic fresh, how to keep your peeled potatoes fresh, how to save your baked potatoes. Okay, right. I wish each and every one of you a great rest of the day, a great rest of the week. You guys stay safe, stay well, continue to enjoy our short North American summer, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye for now.
You can catch Dining with Donna Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific, on Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway?